Chapter 1. I was born in the heart of Brooklyn in the summer of 1945, during the waning weeks of the Second World War. Hitler's armies had surrendered almost 3 months earlier, but the Japanese were still fighting ferociously on the islands of the Pacific. I took my first breath in Crown Heights Hospital on the final day of the Potsdam Conference, where the Allies hammered out the details of how they would administer the edgy post-war world. 4 days later, the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. My father, a technical sergeant in the U.S. Army Signal Corps, with service in New Guinea and Manila, had accumulated the requisite number of points to go home, but because there weren't enough ships, he was still stuck in the Pacific. The War Department awarded points for being married, for having children, for being overseas, and when you had enough points, you could go home. Plenty of points, but not enough ships. And so my father sat on some tiny, insect-ridden Philippine island with thousands of others who also had enough points, waiting for a ship to take them home. And they waited. After a second atomic bomb obliterated Nagasaki, the Japanese finally surrendered and the war was over. But forgotten on the island, my father and thousands of others continued to wait for ships that didn't come for months, long after troops without enough points had already been delivered to their families back home. It should come as no surprise that discipline on the island deteriorated rapidly, as the soldiers, after months and years away from home, acquired characteristics even William Golding would find repulsive. When they were finally rescued, their ordeal wasn't yet over. Their ship had two engines and was rated to cross the Pacific in about 10 days. But not long after getting underway, it lost an engine, and it took the better part of a month to reach California. Why two engines?